Time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
Sky Sports Radio, Mick Cowley joining me now from Greyhound Racing New South Wales. How are you, Mick?
Oh, I'm not too bad, Cozzy. Yourself?
Fighting fit. Now, we've had some great greyhound racing, haven't we?
Mate, we have indeed. I know everyone's talking Spring Carnival and Derby Day and Golden Eagle and Melbourne Cup next Tuesday, but Greyhound Melbourne Cup's less than a month away now, and all the action's hotting up down in Melbourne. Fantastic night of racing last night. Those Melbourne Cup heats, 22nd of November, they get underway. They've got the Top Gun coming up next weekend. They've got the shootouts still to come. Whilst it's down in Melbourne, it's not New South Wales. A lot of New South Wales dogs are going down there, and hopefully we'll have some success. Yeah, in the Top Gun, we've obviously got Good Odds Harada and Feral Frankie. And Feral Frankie was there last night and absolutely flying.
I love the Top Gun too, because the concept of it, where they select the dogs and put them in, sometimes it can throw up a wild card.
Absolutely right. It's a super strong field. You had Liam on talking with Jack Smith yesterday, and as he mentioned, he's never had a dog race in a field that is that strong. Quite often, with non-invitational races, there's a reason why a good dog won't get through. No luck in a heat or a semi or something. But hand selected, you make sure you get all the good dogs in the field. And you're right, there's eight quality dogs. So any of the eight are usually capable of winning, given a bit of luck and a bit of circumstance. So it's always a great event. Very similar to Miracle Mile, always throws up a bit of controversy as to who gets selected and who gets left out. So a talking point for the industry and good publicity usually, Cozzy.
Yeah, and it's often just that box draw can make a world of difference, particularly in Sandown.
My word. Yeah, box draws are so important, more important than barriers in racing. Box draws, depending who you get drawn next to, you might get a dog that comes out to the left or comes out to the right and could be trouble for you. You might get a slow beginner inside you, which gives you the chance to lead. And, in a race like that with top quality dogs, the smallest thing can make all the difference to between winning and losing, and that's quite often in the box draw.
Now, James Vandermark joins you.
James, thanks for joining us, mate. It was, Cozzy and I were just talking about a fantastic night at Sandown last night. From a New South Wales perspective, we all loved watching the Feral go around.
Oh, my dear, it was an unbelievable night of racing, and to be up behind the binoculars, it was almost a bit surreal calling those big-name greyhounds, but the clash of Feral Frankie and Hooked on Scotch was simply outstanding. I thought the Feral really announced himself as an out-and-out superstar last night. We all know he's the people's dog. We all know he's an absolute star. But the way he performed last night, I think people are now going to take serious note that he's a genuine Melbourne Cup chance. And in any Group 1 race, he's going to be a massive player, because his performance, 29.08, was simply outstanding. And you add to that, who told Stevie, 29.14 at about start number 8. That was an unbelievable run. And then Shimmer Shine, 29.19. It was just an incredible run of three consecutive races that could shape the Melbourne Cup Series big time.
And as you said, the young dogs, Hooked on Scotch, people do forget they're only 22 months old as well. And that run was, a bit of luck. It could have been or would have been a lot closer, and who knows what would have happened.
Yeah, and he does push himself off the rail just initially at the start of the race, and I think that's what brought him undone last night. He got that initial contact from his outside, and he gave Feral Frankie room to move. So obviously that's going to be his issue moving forward, but if he gets into a place going around the first corner, look, he can clearly run the 29.08 that Feral Frankie did. I think there's no doubt he lost that much ground in the race that it cost him being competitive, but moving forward, he's going to be an out-and-out star as well. And I think there's a handful of greyhounds now that can well and truly break the 29.20 at Sandown Park. It does shape up to be a terrific Melbourne Cup Series around the corner.
Mate, you make a very good point. Obviously, Feral Frankie, everyone loves him up here. Yeah, he's got a fantastic record, has won group races, but hadn't really stamped himself up against super quality opposition running that sort of time. It really was trumpeting last night that here I am, this is what I can do sort of thing.
Yeah, and I think he got into a lot better of a place this week last night. He was right up riding the rail through the first corner. And I guess in the runs that we have seen him, he's been really impressive, but he's done it from a little bit further back. So I think the fact that he ran a little bit faster through the first few marks, that'll, I think, give punters and followers confidence that moving forward, he really can contest in the races like the Melbourne Cup. Because obviously, if you're splitting 5.15, 18.90 down the back. You're going to be back midfield where the sections that he's starting to produce now, he's just showing a little bit more speed in Melbourne, and I think that's the key to being successful when the pressure's on in the run to the first corner.
And as you said, in these big races, yeah, with the amount of quality dogs that are around, you can't be given too much start, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, that's exactly the point. I mean, to be competitive in a Melbourne Cup in the run to the first corner, I think you have to be splitting right on five even. The Ferrell's still not at that standard, but if he can draw and he can get through to the final, he can come up with one, two, three or four, and he can just tuck in on the rail behind the speed. That's the advantage of Ferrell Frankie, is he's got terrific field sense. And I said it a few weeks ago on a show, and he's just a greyhound that no matter where he is in the race, you still think he's a chance because he creates his own luck. He weaves and ducks between runners like no other, and he's just an exciting greyhound to watch. And look, he's going to be a big contender in the next month. There's no doubt about that.
You've obviously seen and called a few Melbourne Cups. The way this is potentially lining up, as you said, there's a whole handful of dogs that can go under 29.2. It's quite remarkable. There seems to be a lot of quality depth this year.
Yeah, there is. It's actually going to be my first Melbourne Cup call this year. I called the heats and I've done a few lead-up races in the past, but given the big job behind the 10x50s this year, so it should be a good thrill. But look, in years gone by, it generally is a race that if you're not in front, you'd want to be sitting one, two or three if you are going to win the race. We saw the likes of Aston DB, Black Magic Opal. They've all punched through, got into a good place going around the first corner. I think that'll be imperative come this year. And look, as you said, to see this many greyhounds that are capable of breaking 29.20, but they're not just breaking 29.20, they're doing it with electric sections throughout the race. So look, it's going to be pressure on from the go button in the Melbourne Cup this year, I feel.
Mate, before we get there, though, we've got the Top Gun next week, and you know, throw Good Odds Errata into that mix as well. Mate, the box draw for that will be done this Sunday, live on a new program that you're a part of.
Yeah, correct, mate. Thrill of Paid with a show aired on 7, mate, from 10 a.m. on Sunday, so make sure you get around that. It's a one-hour live show, and the Top Gun box draw will be conducted on Sunday. Look, the Top Gun, I think, there's never been a race where the box draw is so important like this. It is just an incredible lineup. And I guess for the Top Gun, the Meadows Club would just be sitting there having a ball last night because the advertising was being done on the track. Shimmer Shine, absolutely outstanding. And then Ferrell Frankie to come out and do what he did. Look, it just set the bar for what is going to be an unbelievable Top Gun on November 9th. So we're only about a week and a half away from that, or a shade, in fact, a little bit less now. The countdown's on. So, look, it's going to be a rip of the Top Gun. And as you say, the million-dollar chase winner in there. And, look, I know Jason Lincoln said a while ago that the best way to judge a field is start from the greyhound that you would put at the bottom of the order, and that normally speaks volumes of the race. And you can do that in the Top Gun, and good luck finding the greyhound that's sitting at the bottom of the order because it is such a good field.
Absolutely, mate. It's you're part of the coverage for Million Dollar Chase on free to air up here a couple of weeks ago. More free to air coverage. This is obviously great for the sport.
Yeah, it really is. And I think as much as anything, look, we're starting to show the thrill of the chase on Sunday, obviously 7 May, as I was just saying before. But look, I think it's so important for the public to be able to see greyhound racing because, I guess with the show that we're showing off now on the Sunday mornings as well, we're trying to show how much the greyhounds are loved. The owners, the trainers, the breeders, you know, we're all just in love with these greyhounds. And I think what Frank Hurst said on the coverage after the race, the Million Dollar Chase, was just perfect. And it's the thoughts of so many greyhound trainers. It's not about the money. We're all millionaires in life. We're all living a great life doing what we love. And I think that comment was just really cut through because it's so true. I think 99% of greyhound participants couldn't care less about the money. It's all about the achievements and what they can do with their greyhounds because it's such a special sport where we're so connected to our athletes.
Mate, absolutely right. And mate, I'll be tuning in. I'm sure all our listeners will be tuning in on Sunday morning. We look forward to it over the next few weeks. Good luck with the show. Thanks for joining us today. And hopefully we'll chat again over the carnival over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure, guys. Good luck and happy putting. And don't forget the Hume Cup on Monday night as well over the 600 metres. My tip early, Chief Fernando. I think he can lead and take some catching, but it'll be a classic night Melbourne Cup eve at the Meadows.
Mate, thanks very much again.
Thank you. Cheers.
Good on you, James.
Mate, he is certainly a good judge, so it'll be well worth listening to that tip for the Hume Cup, Cozzy.
Yeah, now you mentioned Richmond. What about their auction? That's not going to go ahead this year?
No, unfortunately not. The club tried to get the auction in place. It was going to be held in late November, but unfortunately, circumstances have led it's just not going to be commercially viable to put it on this year. So it's a bit of bad luck, a bit of bad news for the club, but we move on, mate.
Okay. Now, you got a winner tour us as we go into the weekend. We need a bit of a bank here, Mick.
Mate, yeah, well, it's our big punting day tomorrow. Hopefully we can get some cash in the kitty today. There's plenty of meetings in New South Wales, that's for sure. We've got four of them. We'll head to Casino first. Race 9 is the best bet. Number 7, Farm Gate. Talented pup with high speed. Has been racing in great form and looks hard to beat from that wide draw. Next, we'll go to the gardens. Wait there, as usual. Race 10, Matisse Gambler, the 7. First up from a short spell, but does go very well fresh. Has trialled well and looks hard to beat in that short race there. Wagga is the next one. We'll head to Wagga tonight. Race 1, get the money early. Tranquil Mary, the 1, looks a standout, perfectly drawn. Last start, 1855 winner, looks very hard to beat. And then finally, we'll head to Richmond. Richmond tonight, we'll go for race 1 as well, and we'll go with the 1. Land more cash. Hopefully it will land more cash for the punters. Handles the rail perfectly. Has a lot of early pace and clearly looks the one to beat.
All right, terrific. Have a top weekend, Mick. We'll talk to you next week.
All good. Thanks, Cossie. Have a good weekend, mate.